for our replay, for those of you who are just joining us. Okay. So, Joni, welcome
yes.
to Soluminous Radio.
Thanks so
wonderful
much.
Time for our monthly call-in.
Happy end of November.
Happy end of November and beginning of December. This is actually a holiday show, and it's on the we're coming up to a full moon, which means that everything's like really winding up, right? But I wanted to let everyone know that this in Soluminous Radio is a season of renewal. And what does that mean? Well, the definition of renew is to restore to freshness or restore the vigor, to make new spiritually, to regenerate, to restore to existence or revive something. And I caution people when you're thinking about, I'm going to renew, I'm going to refresh, I'm going to revitalize, go back, but don't try to erase. Don't judge, right? Don't judge whatever may be happening or what you did or any mistakes that you've made, because every single decision, every single moment, every person you've been with, every habit you've had is, you know, part of your history, and it is part of the fabric of your existence, and it definitely has something to teach you. So when we're looking to renew, we want to spiritually regenerate our connection with the unconditional generosity of the universe. And that is one of the reasons why my soul sister Joni is here with me monthly, because she brings that unconditional generosity to you with these gifts of healing and free readings, or gifts of healing and readings, excuse me.
Yeah.
So those of you who are here, welcome. And Joni, just, you know, briefly introduce yourself and let people who may not have heard you or been with you before know a little bit about you.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. I love being here. Mm-hmm. And also, Mercury goes into retrograde on the 3rd.
I thought it already was in retrograde.
I saw that online. I thought it said December 3rd, unless they were talking about
that
shadow. I don't know, but whatever it is, may your retrograde be smooth.
Mm.
So, my name is Joni Isinger, and I wasn't always like this. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I was a clinical social worker for 10 years in New York City. I worked with addicts and alcoholics and the mentally ill, and I didn't believe in any of what I currently do. I thought it was a scam. And in around 2003, 4, 5, I became gifted with abilities. I became able to do hands-on healing, and I became able to channel departed animals and humans. I was able to see into bodies and do automatic writing, jump into other lifetimes, clear spaces, align, balance, repair chakras. I could talk to animals, communicate with them, and especially jumping into other lifetimes where I could address precipitating events in another lifetime that caused someone to be stuck over here. So I do a lot of karmic work. I go into the Akashic Records, and I take out negative energies from people as well. So I do this professionally. I'm in central New Jersey, and people see me locally. If they're nearby, or we do phone or Skype. So I love doing radio because I like being able to address people's issues where many others have the opportunity to hear that person's reading. You learn a lot from hearing another person's reading. So I like spreading the messages around. That's about me.
Awesome. Okay, everybody, here's the deal. This is how you can access Joni for her gift of healing and a reading tonight. You can ask for a general reading, or you can be specific. You know, Joni will guide you, but what you have to do in order to be called on is to press star 2 to raise your hand. Press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will see that your hand is raised, and then I will call on you, and I will iterate the last four digits, and if I can see where your call is coming in from, I will say that too. So the last four digits of your phone number is what how I will identify you and where you're from if I can see that. So you press star 2 to raise your hand if you want to receive the gift of a free reading. If you don't press star 2 to raise your hand, I can't call on you because you have to invite us in. Okay? So we have quite a few people on the line actually right now. So anyone who is ready to receive their gift of a reading from Joni, please press star 2 to raise your hand.
Unless we have listeners.
Unless we have, well, we have people who might be shy, but so step up to the universal plate and ask your question. That would be great because anything that you have to offer, anything that you have to ask, any help that you need is going to serve the greater good. And
I also
do
general readings.
Yeah. Remember our last call, Joni, was so phenomenal. We had some energy people here that, you know, they were kind of pursuing, looking, searching for their own way to express themselves in this field. Oh, we have a hand raised. And it was a phenomenal call, and it helped.
I remember
so
there were two healers back to back.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so here we go. We have someone raising their hand from North Conway, New Hampshire, and the last four digits of the phone number are 5159, so I'm unmuting you. You are on the air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Nikki. Hi, Joni.
Hi,
you
Nikki.
And I work together before.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you both? I miss you both.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
How can I hope you have a nice holiday. I have a specific, something specific I'm working on. I'm part of a team right now, and we're working on a project helping a new business develop their mission statement. And I formulated some of my ideas in writing, but I'm having a hard time putting my ideas into actual words on paper. And
mm-hmm.
So I just, of course, was looking for some messages universally to see what comes in terms of a direction that I should head in.
Do you have crystals?
I do.
Do you have citrine and amethyst?
Amethyst, definitely. I sleep with that by my bedside. Citrine,
good.
I do not currently have.
Okay, so put the write down the word citrine on a piece of paper. C-I-T-R-I-N-E. And then
okay.
put the intention out there that the word is equivalent to the hard copy stone. I would hold both the amethyst and the citrine together, and I would. Do you meditate?
I do.
Okay. I would go into a meditation, and I would sit with these stones. I feel like they would go very, very deep inside of you, and they would sift out what needs to be accomplished. You, right now, and this isn't judgment, it's just the wording, so bear with the wording. It's like you're a mishmash right now. Like
yep.
A little bit sludgy. So these two stones working in tandem are going to sift out the rubbish. There's like a sludgy rubbish. I want to see where it comes from. Oh, okay. Do you sometimes feel that you, this is what they're saying, that you know it all?
Touche.
Wow. God bless as I hug you. I sure didn't enjoy channeling that. Okay. So this is really neato. Okay. Because sometimes you feel you know it all, the universe is pushing back. And it's making your blocks a little bit more pronounced so you can come down off of that ego ledge and not have the words. A person who knows it all would have it right there at their fingertips. It would come out, and then they would say to themselves, of course, another, you know, golden project. So it's perfection. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go in and find out where the quote-unquote know-it-all came from. May I?
Absolutely.
Okay, because it came from somewhere. It doesn't mean you're 100% know-it-all, but even if it's a 1% of you, it's still a block. And it's affecting your performance. It's affecting this the project that you have. You're being part of this team. So I'm going to go in and find out where it's from. Okay, hang on. Yeah. You were into quality control in a meat packing plant. And you were in you were in freezing cold fridge, freezer container.
Okay, one second, buddy. Sorry.
It's totally okay.
We're in the car on the way home.
Yeah, totally okay. So you're in temperatures that are extremely cold, and you're doing some type of an analysis. It's almost quality control, but it's not. You're determining temperatures and preservation of meat. Do you have a bottle of water in the car?
I do.
Can you take a sip of water now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, have a sip. Okay, so because they're working on you to pull some of this stuff out, your frigid cold, do you sometimes have back tightness or your underarms or your scaps, or you raise your shoulders up to your neck, to your head, and like as if you're cold or tight?
Well, interesting that you say that. I've had some back issues lately. Michelle can speak to them. She knows about them. But also shoulders, I definitely scrunch up and have focused a lot on keeping them down and back lately.
Yes, because you've been cold. So it affected your body there. So it's a bleed-through effect over here. So what they recommend is do you put nice scarves around your neck and shoulders? Do you ever, wind a scarf around?
Yeah, I'm in a half, certainly.
Okay, so we're not just talking outside. We're talking inside. I see some really beautiful scarves. You just kind of throw it around your neck, but they also adorn your shoulders. There's something that will be very healing for this area. It adds a little bit more warmth, and the neck and shoulders will feel protected and safe and loved. That could go on for a year. It's not going to necessarily be happening in the summer, but you energetically can do that. Energetically, you can put out the intention that you're adorning your neck and shoulders with love. Okay. So I'm going back in regarding this meat locker. So you're doing these assessments, and it's very difficult for you to think. So what do? You're fudging the numbers. You got so sick and tired. You were shaking, but you had to do this job. It feels like it's Alaska, but I don't think you were in Alaska. It might have been as cold as Alaska. I think you were in Idaho. So can you have another sip of water?
Yes, I can.
Go and have another. What ends up happening is you feel guilty with the fudging of the numbers, and you didn't feel that you were competent. This is the incompetence that comes up. In this lifetime, the know-it-all is a compensating. It's learning by opposites. It's going from the man who feels incompetent and unable and has the guilt as a result of the number fudging with the stats to the woman in this lifetime that has an overinflated ego. And they're not saying that you're necessarily a peacock and with all this bravado. It could be a very small percentage, but we're just identifying something. That's a block. That's all. No judgment. So in this lifetime, you flip it. Pre-birth plan, you say, you know what? I go to my passing in that meat locker lifetime with blame towards self, unforgiveness. So therefore, it's karma. You blame a few other people, you fools. Don't you see I'm freezing here? Don't you see? Don't you see? And you ask me to run the numbers, and I can't. I can't even think, and my nose hurts. Karma. So let's get rid of the karma. It's wonderful. The first thing you do is you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. Now you're brightening. I see a strawberry red, and the strawberry red is the heat coming in. I see the rush of the heat come. I don't know. Do you actually feel a rush now?
I have my seat warmer on, so I'm definitely getting warm. Sure.
That's a little hard to tell. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Forgive everyone and everything. There you go. You're pushing through a lot of layers like a bulldozer. There's a lot in there, a lot of sadness, and your head hurts. Wow. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I have unforgiveness towards you. What were you going to say?
My head certainly hurts.
Now, or it has in the past?
No, I've just noticed on my drive home that I was getting a little bit of a headache, thinking that when I got home I needed to kind of fuel up on some water.
Yeah, that could be because you were about to have a healing where this would be released. Sometimes that happens where the person's higher self anticipates the healing, because there's no such thing as time. So you could have started the process of release before this phone call. The last part is, thank God for this life lesson. There's a mantra that you can say. You can put it on a piece of paper. It's kind of fun. It's, I've got this. So I think it balances out both lifetimes. You didn't feel in that lifetime that you had it. I've got you. If you had gotten it, you wouldn't have fudged. So I've got this means everything's okay. I'm balanced. And in terms of the release of the blocks in this lifetime for you to be able to find what you need, the clarity in order to help, you know, create what you need to put down in words. The I've got this is you will find this. You are the whatever the words escaping you or the confusion or just not being able to concentrate. I've got this. You're going to bring that all together. The energies that were sludgy, they're going to drain. And the other thing that they want you to hear is everyone has their difficulties. You are not the only one. Everyone comes in with their own set of issues, that you are like everyone else. And I guess they're trying to equalize you, to make you see that you might not have all the answers. No one has all the answers, and everyone has all the answers, that everyone has their own knowing, everyone's different, yet they also, everyone comes in with their own sets of strengths and limitations. So I think as a result of this karmic release, I think you naturally, it feels that you are going to soften in the area of knowing it all. It feels like that naturally, no one but you will just be taking you off of that pedestal you put yourself on, and that you will, I feel like you're going to be figuring out what you need to figure out as a team player. It might take a day or two because I feel like you're going to be releasing energy. So I'm hoping that you don't have a time constraint regarding, you know, giving product to someone. So between now and when you go to sleep, sip water because you're going to have negative energies flush through your physical body.
Excellent. I appreciate that very much.
I hope this assisted, honey pie.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Nikki, we have some stuff to talk about tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And my conference call with the team is tomorrow at 1, too, and I think now I'll reschedule it until the weekend's over.
That makes sense. If it were like Monday, that's really good.
I think so, too.
And I'm not sure, but your feet might feel a little tingly, and that's good.
Okay.
And if you feel a little shivery, that's also release. It just could be the body remembering when it was cold. So put a hat on and layers and get all smushied up this evening and have tea if you need to, socks in bed, and maybe an extra blanket, and it's release. It's all perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Okay. For those of you wanting the gift of healing from a reading from Joni, press star 2 to raise your hand. That way I can see you, know you, want the reading. So right now, here we go. Yes, we have from, well, it says North Conway, New Hampshire. Last four digits are 8248. So I'm unmuting you. You are on the air.
Hi, this is Corrine.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help today?
Well, Joni, I have a large project coming up, and the project seems to be stalling.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, you know, maybe I have some blocks that are resistant in that. So I wanted you to take a look at that.
How long has it been stalling for? When did you first notice?
Well, quite a bit in the past month and a half.
Okay. And are you the only person that's doing this project?
No.
How many others?
It's with a large corporation, the people that we're working with. There's two people in particular that we're working with, and my husband.
And are they on site, or are these are part of the same company? In the same company?
The two people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go in. Are they not listening to you?
It feels as though they don't have the time to connect.
Yeah. Let me go in. Karma. They're not taking you seriously. This is another lifetime. I'm going to go in. Okay, here we go. You ready? So
yeah.
In India, in another lifetime, you're a parent, and you were doing a very, very good job parenting, and there were quite a number of other women that extolled your praises. They thought that you were amazing, so you were put up on a pedestal, which is just so wonderful with the dovetailing from the last reading, right? So you were put up on a pedestal, but there were some women that were jealous. Now, these other people that you're working with, they don't have to be women, but these two people were jealous others from that lifetime. So by coming into this, let me see about the karma with you and them. Ooh, you didn't like them. Very venomous. Stay away from me. I don't like you. The way you talk to me. I think they would even spit. They wouldn't spit at you, but they would spit, but I think there was something cultural going on with the spit, and that wasn't okay. You go to your passing, and in that lifetime, there's jealousy. You didn't want to be extolled. You wanted to be at a lower vibe. You know, you didn't want to be on a pedestal. You wanted to be like other people, and you weren't. They just kept raving about you, and you wanted to hide, but you were just wonderful. You were a master of what you were doing. You gave the kids attention, and there were other women that didn't want to, and then they became jealous of your attention, the attention you got, and you actually wanted to hide. So, again, you go to your passing. You were jealous of other women, and you were very, very sad, and you wish that you weren't as great a person, do you sometimes wish that you were in the, that you hid and that you were in the woodwork and you just kind of did a disappearing act? Do you sometimes wish you could, like, do that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because that's not a common thing for people, but this is, this does make sense regarding the other lifetime. Like, if I could just, like, be more undercover or, like, hide behind a screen, I'd prefer that. That's karma. Let's get rid of this because it's imbalance. We want to get you balanced so things perk up. You say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, you feel good. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for this life lesson. We're going to go through, there are five more lifetimes that were pretty critical, and then there are four more that aren't as significant to make 10 lifetimes of this. You have rage and sadness, and that's all very confusing. And you just want to, in some cases, you even want to die, that you don't even want to be around, which really is a very low, sad vibration. We ball up all the lifetimes across all time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Oh, there you go. Has your hair been falling out?
No. I mean,
is there something, has it gotten wiry or stringy or unmanageable? Yeah. Something with your hair is wrong. It's like, or oily or itchy scalp?
No, just probably more, much drier.
The drier. Okay. That's somehow related to this. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. And thank God for these life lessons. There are toxins that are in your feet, which is very common, where the energy kind of goes down and sits in the feet. Take your shoes off and do a massage. Just smush into your feet with some nice body cream and put out the intention that you're releasing all of the rage and the sadness. If you feel a little teary, like you want to cry over the next 24 hours, it's release. There's nothing to be worried about. It's perfection. Now I'm going to go to the present, this lifetime. I'm going to take a look at you with those two people. Are they women by any chance or no?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go to these two people. It doesn't feel like it's it doesn't feel like it's personal, which is interesting because the karmic part is that it was. Is that interesting? They each have their own set of issues. They get caught up in their own selves. Sometimes they forget the niceties, whether it's a callback or a follow through. It doesn't feel like it's about you. They'd like for you to make yourself known. So it's interesting, in the other lifetime, you were so known and out there that in this lifetime, on some level, on a higher level, you knew who these two people were and that you wanted to kind of remain a little bit more invisible. So that's energy. So now, as a result of your doing the forgiveness work, you are more visible. Now, as a just after what we've done, you're more energetically present. They might start acknowledging you more and following through because they can see you more, but you do need to make a little bit more of an effort to get yourself seen and heard. It seems it's more of a scene. They're in the same building?
No, those two are in.
Or are they off-site?
They're in another state.
They're in another state. So is this like FaceTime, Skype, or is it phone? Phone and email?
Right, phone and email.
Okay. make your presence in whatever way you would so they see you. So I guess that would be, hey, how are you doing? What's the latest? It feels like this goes on for a while. Are you happy at your job?
Yes.
Have you thought about changing?
There's a change in this for my business. In this project, there's a change for my business. It's going to evolve my business.
Right. So as a result of this, you have a private thing on the side that's outside of this.
It's part of it.
Okay, it's part of it. Okay. So when I go into the energy, generally, I don't feel very comfortable. I'm not getting a big warm fuzzy regarding work. So I just don't necessarily see you there for a very long time. I don't think you're going to be fired, but it just doesn't feel very supportive to me. And that's something maybe you will derive more pleasure from your part of your business versus the other part, because I'm just not getting warmth in my heart. Will this project go on like this indefinitely with their not follow through? I don't think so. I think there'll be a little bit more attention paid to you. But in the long run, I'm not feeling all of a sudden there's this big change and that you're just brought into the fold and that this just takes off. It feels draggy, and it has nothing to do with you. It feels more like the workplace and the people. And you're excellent at what you do. It has nothing to do with your performance. What do you think of that reading?
I know it doesn't have anything to do with my performance, so I think that makes sense. And
yeah.
I think that the talk about kind of wanting to sit back sometimes and not make myself known, I actually agree with that. That makes sense to me.
I would not be disappointed if after do make yourself more known, which I think there will be a shift. I think you'll feel more comfortable because the karma won't be holding you back. That
right.
If you, in fact, do move forward and are more out there, that it still isn't necessarily it doesn't necessarily meet your satisfaction.
Yep.
And that's, again, it has nothing to do with you. It's the place. It's the people. So you'll know what to do. Everything is perfect. They like your style, by the way.
Oh, good.
they just like the way you roll. You've got a lightness. You've got a smile. You've got a fresh look. And the people need to see that. And they just feel stuck. I feel a heavy energy there.
Mm.
Yep.
Do you feel that when you go there?
Well, I've only been out to that location once.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel stuck. I felt certainly that they're overburdened.
That's the word there's a burden there. I feel like there's sadness and people have burdens.
Oh, God, Corrine, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It's like a collective. It's like when you put it all together, I go in and I feel sad.
Oh, God.
You're not of the same ilk. You're a happy, jolly, silly, funny, cute person. And sometimes I liken this to Barbara in the Munsters. I like to date myself. And she's the blonde teen that goes out on dates and all the parents and brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, they're all creepy. And
I think that you're sensing the comparison between an individual and a corporation. The burden.
Yes, I think so too.
I think the burden of the pressure of a corporation compared to an independent operation.
It could be.
You,
It could be. Yeah. You would know more than I, because I'm channeling and I don't know. So your that's what I love about this stuff, is that I say it,
right,
and I give my best shot, but you're the receiver, so you're really listening to them. So then you get to interpret it, and you know.
Mm.
You know what it means better than I do.
I just wonder if what one of those people is going, what one of those people are going through, is really so highly charged emotionally that it's overshadowing.
I'm not getting it that charged. I'm getting it's like life stuff. They're involved with their own stuff, and as a result of that, things are shuffled around, and there isn't. I don't feel like there's a lot of meaning in it for them. It's lacking meaning. Maybe it's just like going through the motions, more rote.
Yeah.
Versus going in with gusto and enjoyment and looking forward to something being accomplished. And then like, ooh, and what's next?
Right.
You know. And that's okay. So you do your part. Have your eyes on the prize. Thoughts create reality. So, you know, manifest your reality. Envision what you want and take the steps towards it. And I hope this helped.
It has, actually. And it's funny because I've been hesitant to reach out at different points in fear of being a burden.
You mean a burden by asking for assistance this way?
Yeah, or just, needing to have more information or anything like that. But you say, you have to kind of overcome that and move beyond that comma. That makes sense to me.
I think that's the invisibility thing. I think that's the
invisibility. I don't want to be seen.
Yeah. And I definitely, Michelle, you would probably agree that I definitely have that, whether it be not wanting to use my own voice, less now than before, but certainly that's been a thread.
Right. But this is calling you to renew, like go back and like renew your commitment to honor yourself in that way. Because honestly, Kareem, like when you speak, people listen, and it's just what you're thinking about that stuff. I think that person, his energy is overshadowing this, and the impersonality of corporate is the comparison with the personal kind of business that you do,
right,
the way you bring passion to it. Joni, you're right on. Like, I am totally relating to all of this for Kareem.
I am so glad.
Yeah. And so, Kareem, I just think that what Joni has read tonight for you is like, do make yourself more visible, but you have to stand in honor of yourself, like doing that. Like, that's it.
Right. No, if that feels good.
Mm. I am
glad.
Good.
Yeah. You'll, thank you so much, Joni.
Between now and when you go to sleep, sip water.
Okay.
You're released a lot. And does your head hurt now?
Actually, I have a relief.
A release? So is it lighter now, or does it feel fuzzy, airy? What do you have?
It feels lighter.
Okay, good. Do you have amethyst?
I don't.
Okay, so then
are you kidding me? I'll get you one for your birthday.
Okay, that sounds good.
Love it. Love it. Take the word amethyst, put it on a piece of paper. Imagine that the word is equivalent to the hard copy stone, and have it be with you. It could be in your pocket, a drawer, pocketbook, night table, kitchen counter. Amethyst is working with you now. I'd say over the course of a year, it's a very valuable stone for you.
Okay.
What it's going to do is that when it's around you, if there's any garbage that's in the area, any energetic debris, it's literally going to pick it up and toss it around and like destroy it. It's almost like a protector for you. It's just, it's going to, if there's any crap in the energy field, it's just going to like be balling it up and sifting through a lot of layers and then disintegrating it. You it'll keep you feeling lighter. It'll help you be in
that
harmony.
Sounds good.
It does. Yeah, it feels like it's going to help you be in harmony. That's the word they gave.
Awesome.
So good.
Very good. Thank you
Have
so much.
Have a good night, and good luck with that project.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
very
your
much
business.
Good. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night, you guys.
Bye.
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 Okay, you guys, we have about 15 minutes left, maybe a little bit more. You have to press *2 to raise your hand in order for me to know that you would like the gift of a reading. Otherwise, I can't call on you because you're not inviting me in. So I have someone on Facebook, Tiffany, is saying if my child complies and goes to sleep, I'll call in. Doesn't matter. Just call in anyway. Right? Call in now.
I can do it when I'm on the subway.
Okay.
New York City subway, I can do it.
We have someone who's raised their hand. It says from Laconia, the last four digits, I'm unmuting you, are 7095. You're on the air.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Joni. It's Danette.
Hi, how are you?
Danette.
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm good. My question is, can you give me some insight into why I may be stuck financially? And the thing is I am so blessed in so many ways, and I don't have any problems with, I'm gifted so much, even monetarily in so many different ways, but I'm stuck with my ability with my own income, and I don't know if it's my belief system or what it is that, not being able to take care of myself or, can you help me understand?
What they said is that you have the finance, you have enough, but you feel you don't have enough. So there's something with paradox here. So I'm going to go in and find out, is it the money is not coming in fast enough, or it's dribs and drabs, stops and starts? What is this?
Well, I started my business, but and the business is able to pay for itself. It's just not giving me enough income so that I can,
with the profit
pay
call,
my
like
profit.
You're more breaking even, but you now need to go past that.
Well, I'm not even paying my bills yet. I'm not even.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go in and see what this is.
Okay. Okay.
This is pretty simple and easy. This is good. There are a few lifetimes when you hoarded money, and in this lifetime, you've pushed it away. That is a good answer. I'm going to find out why you hoarded. You were afraid. Let's find out what the fear was.
I actually did a past life regression. I actually have some kind of memory that I was actually homeless and I begged for food and I was living on the streets. Is that?
That also, well, I'm not picking up on that, but that's the, that's all fine. That's the lack mentality. This is the opposite. This is where you're just taking in too much, the hoarding. I'm going to go in regarding why you were hoarding. You had a parent who said, you can't have that. That's enough. That's enough. You were limited. Your ability to create and manifest was stunted. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I just took a sip.
You're ahead of me, honey. Or you mind read. Liking. Okay, I'm back. Do you have a parent that's going, nope, stop, that's enough. Put that down. That's enough. That's enough. Put that down. You've had enough. You've had enough. It's like a brainwashing. God bless. I think it was a mother, and the mother really almost annihilated or destroyed your ability to create. Okay, so here you come into this lifetime. God bless you, you creator being you. And you are, you're the baker, correct?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen your stuff on Facebook. Amazing, gorgeous stuff that you do. So here you are, and you are more than enough. You are exuberant, and it's the abundance, the jewels that come out of you. Yet the mother's voice is saying, "Nope, stop it." And then when it comes to money, that's where you thwart yourself. So let's get rid of the karma. This is with mom in that lifetime. They say it was about a century ago. Let's find out where. Pittsburgh. Do you have any connection with Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
No. No.
Okay, that's okay. So that's where that lifetime was. The first thing you do, you say inside is, I forgive myself. Ah. And the hands, do you have arthritic hands? Or do they cramp? Or carpal tunnel?
Because of the repetitive motion, I mean, I'm still able to do it. It's not anything significant at all. I mean.
Okay, but is it crampy? Or it's the nerves sometimes zing?
No, on my feet they do, not my hands.
No, so you don't have a hand thing. Thank goodness.
No.
Because when you forgave yourself, I saw your hands, and they use the word grimy, and that isn't necessarily dirt. It was energy. So the hoarding, you kept grabbing and taking, and there was so much energy, the fear that was in your hands. So that'll be releasing. So whatever energy, thank goodness, that you were not feeling, but that existed in your hands, it will lighten up. Your hands will have more facility. You will be able to do more with your hands.
I clench my hands.
Well, that feels, you know, if you're grabbing, hoarding, grabbing, what are you doing? It's a clench. Give it to me. Grabbing. There's the clench. So probably you're going to ease up, and the clenching is probably going to go away because this energy is it's disintegrating as we speak. The second step is big. Forgive your mom. Forgive everyone and anything that stopped you, that thwarted you, that said enough, stop it, you've had enough. Mm-hmm. Ask for everyone's forgiveness, everything's forgiveness, and thank God for this life lesson. You've done this many times. We're going to take all the lifetimes where you stopped yourself from receiving, or you overgave, you overspent.
Yeah.
Or you were in destitution and there wasn't enough. There actually wasn't any related issues, any financial woes, any debting, gambling, anything, money, lender, tax man, anything. We ball them all up and you stay inside, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Whoa. Yep. You were a pastry chef in another lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yep. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. You were the Frau in a German town, and you made torts. And people came far and wide for your torts.
Oh, my God.
Michelle.
Did you hear that?
I did. Okay.
Now, is that significant?
It is significant.
Yes.
Significant.
Very significant.
In what way?
Because Go ahead.
No, you, Michelle, you go ahead. I want to hear what you say.
Okay. Well, Danette is hugely talented in what she does, and she expresses her passion, her soul's essence through her what she bakes, you know, and it's so evident. And, you know, we were talking about, all right, her location is not the best, and that's part of what, you know, the sales lack is with the financials. So we were talking about finding her signature item, and that would trump anything. It would trump location. It would do anything. And so people would come from miles around for this one particular thing that she was known for. And so you tapped into that because that's what she's trying to find right now.
Is, you mean the thing that would make her
financially
make money and have people come in?
The port was it,
yeah.
And also your last name was Beanstalk. So
Jack
they just
the
wanted you to know that.
Okay. Okay.
So watch this turnaround. And also there's something with cherries. I don't know if this is a cherry. I don't know if this is a Black Forest cake with the cherries in it or if this is Cherries Jubilee that you've done before, but I don't think you sell Cherries Jubilee because aren't they flambéed?
I actually made Flaming Cherries Jubilee every single Christmas with homemade ice cream.
And I've never channeled that. Love it. There you go, honey. So you know what you're doing. Keep your eyes on the prize. Watch the money come in. You're on the road. You just cleared so much gunk. And God bless you forgave this mother who was trying to help you, and she could only do so much. God bless. She had the tool. She had her toolbox, but there were things that were missing from her toolbox, and some of the things were a little twisted, and she was not balanced, and she created a balanced individual, you, in that other lifetime that ended up having issues in this way, particularly about money. That was the bleed through over here, was around money. So you feel good to me. Are your ears burning now?
Nope.
Are they warm lobes, warm ears?
No.
Okay, very interesting because I see hot ears. If that ends up happening later on, it's fine. That's release. I think that there are tears. I'm seeing heat. I'm seeing sadness. Could have also been fury. Could have been the child that wanted those things and was not allowed to. So if your ears start buzzing or getting hot, it'll change. It'll subside.
Okay. Awesome.
I'm so glad.
Awesome. Wow.
Awesome. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Good luck, honey pie. Enjoy this.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you
welcome.
So thank you. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jeanette. Thank you for calling in. Okay, you guys, we have time for, let's see, we have one hand that's been up. We have time for one more call. This is from Massachusetts, last four digits to 9139. I have unmuted you. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. It's a pleasure to be here. This is my first time. My daughter's listening, so I'm just looking for a general reading.
What is your name?
Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's see. You're doing a lot. You need to take time off for yourself. Do you take care of people? Do you go visit people in the hospital, or is this where you go to people's homes and you chat with them?
My mother-in-law's in a nursing home. I do her laundry for her.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How are you taking enough time out for yourself?
Some days.
Okay. It's necessary. Do you have Epsom salts?
I do.
Good to take an Epsom salt bath. Are you allergic to sulfites?
I don't believe I am.
Okay, so then that's okay to do the Epsom salts. Do like a cup of Epsom salts in a nice warm bath. Make the Epsom salts completely dissolved. At least 10 minutes.
I did take one about 2 weeks ago.
You did?
I did.
Good. Every once in a while, treat yourself to that, and you could put out the intention, please release all that does not serve me. And all they ask is you just say thank you.
Absolutely.
That will help release stuff. Just, it's a buildup. I feel that you're a messenger, and I feel that you have a very light way about you. You deliver messages to people. Do you feel wise?
Yes.
Yes. You're a wise soul. You've been around. And I see you go as if you go door to door and what can I give you? You're like the walking Salvation Army. What can I give you? What do you need? Do you need a cup of coffee? I could lend you an ear. How much time do you have? I have some time for you. So I feel that you're here to offer people information and guidance and peace. And with that can come a price if you don't balance yourself.
Okay,
that's why they say to rest.
Quiet my mind.
And also don't take in other people's problems. Are you doing that?
I did until I realized I believe I'm an empath.
There you go, honey pie. So your job is you go about your business, whether you're listening to someone's problem or you're just picking up on someone's energy. It goes in, you transmute it, you send it home, you send it to the light. Doesn't stick with you because it's not yours.
Okay.
You can also ask Archangel Michael to cut the cords. Do you have pen and paper? You're going to find it now.
Okay.
She's finding the pen and paper, folks.
I got it.
You got it? You ready?
It's a marker, but that'll work.
It doesn't matter. Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Please cut the cords of fear and negativity that are draining me of my energy and vitality. Thank you.
Energy and vitality.
And then you just say thank you. Archangel Michael, please cut the cords of fear and negativity that are draining me of my energy and vitality. Thank you.
They're draining me. Yep, I got it.
And that you can do whenever you feel that you've been with someone and it's been heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. And so okay. Empaths often, for people who are listening who don't know what an empath is, it's someone who's a feeler. They are experiencing another person's energies in the way of feelings, and it could come in as sadness or goosebumps or just heavy in the heart or a lump in the throat. And also they are energetically working on the person to help them release pain and suffering, and they send it home. Empaths who don't know what they're doing, and most people don't know because we're not taught it, they end up burying other people's feelings inside, and then they get all wound up and corded and a mess.
Yes.
So you are very much a part of this collective for healing. Your shoes, make sure that they're loose enough and not too tight. Do you sometimes walk around in heels or pointy shoes?
No, I'm a flip-flop person.
Flip-flop. Make sure that your shoes are comfortable because energy seems to come out of your feet. So they don't want any, I guess they're just telling you, don't have them be too tight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Be the plantar fasciitis I'm suffering with right now.
Isn't that interesting? So that could be that I don't know if the flip-flops are too, that they're not soft enough.
Right.
You could be slamming your metatarsal down on the ground and it's causing that boom, boom, boom.
Correct.
So maybe I was saying tight, but maybe they want soft and spongy with a bounce.
Yes.
Make sure you always drink water. See if you can get out in the sun. In the wintertime, I tell people either just go outside, look at the sun, and come back in, or stay inside, go to a window where the sun is streaming in, and look out at the sun and get some rays, even if you're inside.
Okay.
And you're on the right path. They say soda does not work for you. Try not to drink Pepsi and Coke and sodas.
Okay,
I don't know if it
is. Nope, cut it out over a year ago.
You stopped?
Yep, no soda, over a year.
Excellent.
Very,
look at
very
that. Then they're validating it. Then they're supporting you in your having stopped. Yay.
Yep.
You eat your regular meals. Try not to miss them. Your body loves the fuel of the food coming in. Are you a grazer?
Yes.
Keep it going. That you know your body well. Massage your temples and your forehead when you want.
Okay.
Get into your pajamas earlier if you need to. Put on a robe if you want to get more into that comfort feeling earlier if you need to.
Okay.
And listen to your guidance. You're doing very well. You feel good to me.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy
thank you.
I called. Did you hear
thank
that,
you.
Nikki? Thank you so much. This was a
you're
pleasure.
Welcome. Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So if you have something to offer here for like 1 or 2 minutes, like a real short thing, you know, raise your hand, press star 2 to answer. We have our to ask. I do see that we have someone who's been hanging out from Berlin, New Hampshire for quite a long time. So if you would like us to call on you, we do have a couple more minutes here. You would just press star 2 to raise your hand and we can call on you. Okay, here we go. So last 4 digits of 3533 from Berlin, New Hampshire, you are on the air.
Hey, Michelle, it's Donna.
Hey, I thought that might be you. How are you doing?
Good. So, Joni, I just wanted to say you did a reading for me the last month, and it was amazing.
Oh,
and
I'm so glad. Were you one of the healers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was the one that asked the question about having self-doubt and, you know, not being the newbie anymore, not being able to use that I was a newbie anymore.
Yeah.
And so I journaled, and I just wanted to say that prior to your reading, I had some events that week happen, either doing a card pulling or going to have an energy session, my Reiki session, we're at the beginning, and then I had this reading with you that I couldn't have asked for a better sign or like a slap up across the head of, wow, you had 3 things happen this week, 3 different types of energy sessions, and each one of them came out with the same exact thing.
Wow.
So thank you. It was an amazing session with you. I truly enjoyed it.
I am so glad. It felt very powerful to me.
Yeah, it was. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, how can I assist now?
I'm just here to say thank you tonight.
Oh, my gosh, honey pie.
No, I just,
thank
that
you.
Was,
yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. I love feedback. I love hearing feedback. I just sometimes I don't hear it. Other times it could be like a year, 5 years later. Remember that healing? I no longer have that ache anymore. You know, just or you were right. I met him. You know, it's just really exciting. So I'm so glad. It's just validation for me.
Yeah, I reread all of my journal entries while the other ladies were asking their questions. And like I said, I just want to say thank you because it was a pretty amazing week that week, and you were just like the final caveat to it.
Wow. I'm glad. I like being the icing. That's good.
Well, you have a great night.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Donna, thank you so much for calling in and saying that.
No worries. I'm glad I was able to.
All right. Okay, everybody. Wow, what a night. It's been so full. So many people help. And Joni, as always, the generous spirit that you are, you never stop giving. And everyone, all of these readings, they have not only been for the individuals calling in, they have been for you. And I know that you know that because most of the big lot of people who were here stayed on the line for the whole time.
I'm so glad.
So, yeah. So, Joni, thank you so much. As
thank
always,
you.
It's an honor.
I love what I do. Love being here.
Yeah. And you're
I love
great
you, Michelle.
Too. I love you, too. And this is a season of renewal. Honor yourselves, you guys, because you know, when you step up to the plate, honor yourself, you, even though it's really hard, when you're in that space, that's when everything starts to flow. So make those decisions that make you squirmy, wormy, but you know in your heart that they're the right ones. Ask for guidance from people like Joni. You know, ask for support from people like me, and, you know, we'll help you go on your own way. So,
and people can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com.
And all the links are on my website for the replay of this, because I'm sure if you've gotten a reading tonight, you're going to want to hear the replay, which will be posted tomorrow. So you can hear the replay. You can download it if you want from my website. And all of Joni's links are at soul-luminous.com on Joni Eisinger's page. So there you go. Thank you, Joni. Have a great night. And everyone, thank you so much for being here. Good night.